In the name of Jesus, amen. That was a long reading, wasn't it? Very long reading. I think you can understand why I did not have you stand for the whole reading. My legs got kind of tired there at the end, and I'm sure yours would have as well. But enough of that. You heard the story. You heard everything our Lord Jesus Christ endured. Now, I hope you experience joy today. I hope you experience the joy of being back in our regular sanctuary. I hope you experience the joy of springtime, the flowers blooming, the warm breezes, the grass greening. But above all else, I hope and pray you experience the joy that everything we heard that Jesus endured, everything that he did, everything that he suffered was for you. For you, a sinner. It's not just mere historical fact. If that's all it is, then big deal. Who cares? It happened nearly 2,000 years ago, and it has no bearing upon us today. But on the other hand, if what the scriptures proclaim about Jesus is that he is God in the flesh, come down from heaven, born of a virgin, to suffer and die and to be raised again, to deliver you from your sins and from the hellish death you deserve, then that makes all the difference. It was for you. It was for you that Jesus was plotted against by the Pharisees who sought to kill him. It was for you that the unnamed woman came and anointed him at the house of Simon the leper. Jesus said, "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial." And you, who have been baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection, have likewise had your body anointed with the Holy Spirit for your burial. And just as Christ was raised again from the dead, so you too will be in your body. That is the promise and guarantee of holy baptism. It was for you that Judas Iscariot sold him out for 30 pieces of silver, because otherwise, how could the Son of God go to the cross and experience the sufferings there? It was for you that our Lord Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Supper of his body and blood the night before he was betrayed, looking ahead that night to his crucifixion, where he would be the final sacrifice for the sins of the world. And again, the world is full of sin. We suffer on account of sin, on account of the fact that we live in a fallen, sinful world. So it has been with my mom the last 3 weeks. And it's not that God was punishing her for her sins, but it is as sinners we are born, as sinners we live, as sinners we suffer, and as sinners we died. But in Christ there is a difference. We are redeemed sinners. We have become God's own dear children for Jesus' sake. It was for you that Jesus was deserted by all of his disciples there in Gethsemane, because no one could help him bear the burden of the sins of the world and the punishment that such sins deserved. Only Jesus could do it. It was for you that Jesus prayed that he would receive strength to endure the cross. It was for you that he was betrayed into the hands of sinners. It was for you that he fulfilled the scriptures so you could be forgiven. So you, who were separated from God by your own sinful nature, could be received into God's family, declared a son or daughter of God, forgiven and redeemed on account of Jesus. It was for you that the false witnesses stood up and accused Jesus of many things, that were not true. It was for you that he was condemned as deserving death. It was for you that he was taken to Pontius Pilate. And even though Pilate recognized him as a man who had done no evil, it was for you that the crowd cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." It was for you that Barabbas was let loose because you are Barabbas. You have been set free because Jesus took your place just as he took Barabbas's place. Jesus took your place and you live. It was for you that Jesus was scourged, flogged, mocked, taunted, beaten with a stick. It was for you he took up his cross and carried it to Golgotha. It was for you that he refused the drink of wine mixed with myrrh, which was a kind of anesthetic to numb the pain. No, he felt the full pain of the cross. He endured the fullness of God's wrath for you. It was for you that the nails went into his hands and his feet. It was for you he was mocked. If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross. No, he would not come down, and he would not come down for you because he had to suffer and die. It was for you the sky went black and darkness covered the face of the earth. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because Jesus, bearing the sins of the world, became sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You now have Christ's imputed righteousness covering your sin, and you, trusting in Christ, will never be forsaken by God. It was for you that the temple was torn in two, the curtain of the temple from top to bottom. Because that means through Jesus' death, through his body and blood, you have access to God. And the temple is needed no more because Jesus is that new temple. It was for you that Jesus breathed his last, just as you will breathe your last. And it was for you that the centurion confessed, truly this man was the Son of God, which is the confession of the church. It was for you that Jesus was buried to sanctify the grave. You will one day be buried again. It was for you that, as we know, he rose again on the third day as the first fruits of the dead, the first fruits of the resurrection, guaranteeing your own resurrection. It was for you. It's always for you. God's undeserved gift for you. God's blessing and mercy and salvation for you in his crucified and resurrected Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we arise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.